السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
last sermon I had cited example of Allah's help and support for promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and had mentioned the signs which Allah had shown in the heaven, that is the eclipse, solar and lunar eclipse, and then the signs on the earth as calamities, and also such great signs of which you find no parallel. The help and support which Allah gave Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, I will cite a few more examples who were signs against such an enemy who did his utmost to disgrace and defeat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in the world. But on each occasion, Allah had helped His Prophet. Every effort of the enemy reversed on them, and their power or their rule did not help them. Among these untold signs which Allah demonstrated for him, I will put before you a few examples which Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has declared to be most important. We cannot go into much detail, but I will put before you to some extent. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that there were five such occasions for me in which there was great danger to my honor and to my life. The first, when Dr. Martin Clark has taken up a case of murder against me, and secondly, the time when in the criminal case they had started a case against me in Martin Clark's court in Gurdaspur. The third is Karamdeen, who had started in Jhelum. Then also another criminal case which the same Karamdeen had taken up against me in Gurdaspur. Fifthly, that at the death of Lake Ram, my house was searched and the enemy did their utmost that I should be imprisoned. So that, but they all were frustrated in all these court cases. Now I will give you the detail. In brief, I will show you what Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said. About the first case, court case, Promised Messiah says in his book Tiryaqul Qulub that on 29th of July 1897, I saw in a dream that lightning coming to me, but there is no sound with it, nor it did any harm. And that came to my towards my house, and I saw from a distance. When it came near, I knew in my heart that it is lightning, but my eyes saw a little star, which my mind thought was a lightning, and then I turned to Revelation. I received the revelation, Ma Haza Illa Tahdidul Hukam, that what you have seen, it will have no effect except that from the rulers there will be a proceeding of frightening you, and nothing more than that. Then I received the revelation, Qadir Tabayal Mu'minun, that there is a trial the believers suffered, that as a result of this court case, your Jamaat had tested. And then I had the revelation, Layala Manna al Mujahideena Minkum, Layala Manna al Kafirin, that Allah said this so that Allah did this so that Allah should tell you who is among you who makes a sincere effort in the way to support this messenger, and who is false in his claim. And that's exactly what happened, that a group, the decision which was made in Dr. Dawi, he was moved, and they did all the sacrifices of life and wealth, and they showed their sincerity and truth. But there were others whose window is closed, which was open for the sincere followers. And then I received the application, Sadiqa Ambashad, that is the, in the, there was a line of poem in Persian, that the truthful in the sight of Allah is the one that he passes his time of trial with love and devotion. And then I was put another word in my heart, which is not like an open revelation, but at an innate revelation, my heart was filled with this subject, and I thought it was revelation, which is again in Persian. That is that if by chance a lover falls in prison, he kisses the chains which are put around him. And then I had the revelation, Inna allazi faraza alaykal qurana la ra'adduka ila ma'ad. Inni ma'al afwaje atika bakhtatan. Yatika nusrati. Inni ana rahmanu bilbajde wal ula. That the Almighty God who has made your duty towards Quran, he will bring you back. I will come with my armies who are angels suddenly to you. I show compassion, and I am who is highest high. And then I had the revelation that there will be dissension among the disbelievers, and they will suffer disgrace of Allah and the people. And then to make you innocent, that you will be freed, but there will be something in it. This was the notice which was written after my being freed. Then at the same time I had the revelation, that which was in Arabic, my signs will be manifest and its proof will be shown most. So Promised Messiah says, so it happened that the court case which was raised against me in 1898, because in the book it says 1897, I think it's a mistake, Mr. J.R. Raymond Sahib, this court was made the verdict that Abdul Hamid, who was the prisoner, criminal, whose first statement was false. And then I had the revelation in Arabic that for our laws, this is the tradition that when we want something to do, something to happen, we say be and it becomes. So Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, I had told many people about this revelation, and I had told them this prophecy that if I were to write the name of these witnesses, many pages will be filled with their names. Promised Messiah says that this court case started, and Promised Messiah gives the detail that a man, Abdul, by the name Abdul Hamid, some Christians who had a link with Henry Martin Clark, they taught this witness that he should give this statement that Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had sent him for the reason that he could murder Dr. Clark. Not only they taught him, but they also threatened him that if he will not give such a statement, he will be put in prison. They also threatened him that they took his photo and was told, even if he will run away, that through this photograph he will be caught again. So he gave this statement against the magistrate in Amritsar, and the warrant was issued to arrest me. And Promised Messiah says, for the interest of the readers, I will tell you, I will give you the copy of the magistrate that Abdul Hamid and Dr. Clark's statement show that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani had sent Abdul Hamid to murder Dr. Clark. So there is a basis to believe in this, that Ghulam Ahmad that he will create some unrest, or he will do something which will be unlawful, and therefore we should seek surety from him for the peace, and this it is necessary to issue this warrant of arrest. And therefore, I issue warrants to arrest him. And I advise him to come and give a statement why under such section, such and such, that he should not be fined £20,000 for this and £20,000 as a surety. I think maybe 20,000 was rupees, not pounds. And then he signed this warrant. Promised Messiah says that the date is 1st of September 1998. And what was meant by this warrant, that I should be arrested and taken to the court and should be disgraced me by imprisonment and arrest. And how one's faith is increased, that despite the fact that this warrant was issued, but as Allah had promised in my revelations, which I mentioned, Allah had saved me from such disgrace. There is no doubt that if this warrant was issued, that before the 7th of August 1898, that the government would have acted upon it, because there is only 35 miles difference between Amritsar and Khadian. Then Promised Messiah says further, and that command which was issued from the magistrate district Amritsar was this, that I have stopped the issue of warrant because this case is not within my jurisdiction. And Promised Messiah says the detail of this statement is that when the magistrate district Amritsar had issued the warrant to arrest me, then on 7th of August, that is 6 days after this command, that he realized that he had made a mistake. He thought that it wasn't in his authority that he should issue warrant for someone who lives in a different district. And therefore, he tried to stop this issue of warrant, that he sent a telegram to the magistrate in Gurdaspur that we have made a mistake in this warrant, it should be stopped. And if this was issued on 1st of August, then by 7th of August, it was impossible to stop it, because the two districts are close by. And it would have been implemented and we would have suffered disgrace of arrest. But Allah so destined that we do not know, despite 6 days had passed, it did not reach the court in Gurdaspur. So if one were to look at those revelations with one glance, which we have just written, in which Allah has promised to give support and help, and wondered how did the attack of the court in Amritsar was rendered fruitless, then he will be certain that this was Allah's doing, that so that according to his revelations he should protect his servant from all disgrace. Because to bring to this court as being arrested with handcuffs, this is also a disgrace which pleases the adversaries. Promised Messiah says that the second sign which happened was that the district magistrate of Gurdaspur, that is Captain M.W. Douglas, Allah had put in his heart that to issue these warrants in this case is not right. He should only to issue a summon is good enough. And Huzur says, I will put a copy of it here. The copy is that to Ghulam Ahmad, son of Ghulam Murtaza, living in Qadian, in district Gurdaspur, that under this criminal section of the law, you have been told that by 10th of August you should come to district magistrate and see, this is binding. Consider it binding. So the first warrant which was issued, that he had just presented himself to the court. And the clerics were very happy that the warrant has been issued. And they used to go and wait to watch, because they thought that it is Amritsar's court, and they say how we see the disgrace of Promised Messiah being handcuffed. Then Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says in this regard, So those people who wanted to sightsee, see the sight of this disgrace, had gathered there that how Prabhupada says disgrace, that this man will be arrested with this warrant and his disgrace will make us very happy, and we will tell ourselves that, people be happy that we have seen the person who we are enemy to disgraced. But instead of that, they had themselves to suffer disgrace. Mauli Muhammad Hussain Sahib, who was the advocate who has come to this court so that he could see this servant of Allah in handcuff and display pleasure, but this they could not see. They saw a suffering sight, that when I went to the court of the magistrate district, he was very gentle to me, and he had put a chair right next to him and addressed me with the gentle words that although Dr. Clark alleges that you have murdered, but I don't do it, and this is the power Almighty God's doing, that this Allah had put in the heart of this magistrate that the case is baseless and false, and they have troubled me unnecessarily. So each time I attended the court, he honored me and provided a chair for me. And the one I was freed, he congratulate me right in the court. And whereas the opponents and the clerics wanted to see disgrace. But when they reached the court, these clerics asked for chair, but it was refused. In this regard, Prabhupada Maharaj says that unfortunately, when the Maulvi Sahib asked for chair, the deputy commissioner scolded him and said, you cannot be given a chair because this person is the chief of this village and his father was honored, so he had been given the chair. So those who came to see my disgrace, they suffered disgrace themselves. Prabhupada Maharaj says further, it was not my practice that I should meet someone or whether I had introduction to anyone, but despite that, Allah let me be freed with the honor, and the magistrate said, congratulations, you have been freed. So, although many people had gathered from Mauli Muhammad Hussain Sahib, from the Muslims, he was the opponent. And then from the Hindus, there were Lala, a lawyer, and from the Christians, Henry Martin Clark. And like the Battle of Ahzab, they had attacked me together. And Allah gave me such an honor that the magistrate reached to the depth of the case. And then it happened that the Abdul Hamid himself admitted that the Christians had taught me that I should give this statement, otherwise it is totally baseless that I was asked to murder him. So the magistrate thought this final statement was true, and then he freed me. And it is great glory of God that Allah, to complete my freedom, to perfect my freedom, he also made Abdul Hamid to bear witness in my favor, so that revelation is fulfilled, which was written 20 years ago in Brahin Ahmadiyya. فَبَرَّهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. That Allah had freed from the allegation which was put against him, that he will be freed. Now you can see that how this humble servant of God was proved to be innocent. it is obvious that the Abdul Hamid did not want to deny the first statement, because he would have been proved to be criminal that he had put a false statement against someone. And if he were to declare the second statement in which he said I was free, he was legally to be punished. So it was the only way out for him that he showed that the second statement was false. But as Allah had made arrange that of the truth being told against Joseph and Moses, so it is somewhat similar to them. And this is what the revelation had indicated, فَبَرَّهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا. This is the verse of the Holy Quran which freed Hazrat Moses alayhi salam. So Allah had compared my case with Joseph and Moses case, that this allegation is false. So how wondrous are the divine work which are shown here. The Captain Douglas, Deputy Commissioner, who had freed Promised Messiah from this case, how Allah had brought about this change in him is that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Sahib, he went to, there was a wakil who went to Mirza, to the court. Deputy Commissioner said, we want to go to Gurdaspur, book a railway berth for us immediately. I was standing in the court, outside the court, and I saw he was traveling from one side to the other in veranda, and he looked worried. I approached him and said, you are going out. I have put the chairs, you can sit on them and wait. He said, Munshi Sahib, do not disturb me. I am not feeling well. I said, tell me at least why are you not feeling well? We can treat it. He said that since I have seen the face of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, it looks that an angel is pointing to Mirza Sahib and telling me that he is not has committed a crime and he is innocent. So I stopped the court, and when I come here, whenever I walk from one end of the veranda to the other, I see the face of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. He says, I did not commit this crime. The whole case is false. He said, I see the same face again, the other end of a veranda. If this same, Captain Douglas said, if this remain my situation, I will go mad. I said, you should go and wait in the waiting room. There are superintendent police who is also an Englishman. We will call him. Maybe hearing him, you will feel comforted. So superintendent sahib said, Douglas sahib said, bring the superintendent police when he was asked to come. Sir Douglas said to the superintendent police that this is my situation. I am going mad. When I am worried, I go one side. I see Mirza Sahib standing and his face says, I am innocent. And a false case has been concocted against me. And then I see the same face on the other end of the veranda. So my state is almost like insanity. What can you help me? Otherwise, I will go mad. The inspector of police said, that the superintendent of police said that you have given Abdul Hamid under the charge of Christian missionaries. You should let the police handle it. Handle him. But when he came under the charge of police, even then he was not admitting, because the inspector police were with those who were the opponents. So for some time when the superintendent saw he is not succeeding, he took Abdul Hamid to him and started questioning him. And he repeated the same statement which he had given earlier. The superintendent said, "Don't waste my time. You will not go back to the Christian missionaries. But here we will take you from here to Gurdaspur." So as soon as he said that, Abdul Hamid said, who was alleging that Mirza Sahib was sent to for murder, he started crying and weeping and fell in his feet and gave the true statement that all this is what I have been forced to give a statement. There were also some other witnesses later on against that allegation, but in any case he changed his statement. And when his new statement came in the court, as we have said, Hazrat Promised Messiah was freed by the judge. The other court case, I am summarizing it because of the shortage of time, which Promised Messiah mentioned, at the request of Maulvi Muhammad Hussain, Sahib Batalvi was put in Dr. Davi's court. And this was also a false statement, and the application was made by Maulvi Muhammad Hussain Sahib. There is a much detail of this court. Maulvi Muhammad Hussain has said to Promised Messiah, alleged the promise that you wanted to kill me, and this was, he made the basis a challenge of Mubahila, that is the spiritual duel. Then he had given a statement against Promised Messiah, alayhi wasalam. Police tried much. And for this court, there was such an uproar that Maulvi Sahib, he used to have a knife from his pocket and tell the people that he also collected funds for this court. And Christian and Hindus also came to support him. But despite all this, Promised Messiah had no worry. He, comforting an Ahmadi, Promised Messiah, said that this is final trial which I have faced because of Muhammad Hussain. We are happy and we know that Allah will not let us go to waste, and the opponent took their effort to their limit, but Allah's work is outside their control. And the enemy did their utmost, they gave longest statement. There is also a great detail of this, but in any case, Allah had told Promised Messiah والسلام, that he will be declared innocent. And the letter he wrote to someone, he says that now the criminal court case is 14th of February. In fact, what it appears that the ruler's intentions are not good. I had seen a dream during Friday prayer that he had put the stone and the wood together to raise fire, and I fell in prostration and say, Rabbi al-Ala, Rabbi al-Ala, that in my view it meant that by the wood and stone means that particular judge, that he turned into a buffalo. That was the earlier statement, not fire. And if this is true, then I know that the case will turn and it will be in our favor, and the interpretation of prostration is that the enemy will be frustrated and Allah will help us. And Prophet Muhammad says on the 21st of Ramadan, Mubarak 13 of 16 Hijra, that I felt that it was my view that it was Laylatul Qadr, and there was Allah's graces falling down like rain. And I then had a vision that about those who always put doubts in the ruler's mind about me. I had seen that someone has given an application that Allah, who has the power, pray to him that this stone which is on my head become a buffalo. Sometimes I thought it was a stone, sometimes wood, then I thrown this stone away. And then I prayed to God that please change this stone into buffalo, and I was engrossed in this prayer. When I lifted my head and saw that that stone had become a buffalo, and I first of all I looked at its eyes, and he had very bright eyes and wide eyes. And then how Allah has made a stone into buffalo who has such beautiful eyes, and it is a beautiful animal. And I fell in my prostration, and I was glorifying Allah, Rabbi al-Ala, Rabbi al-Ala. And it was such a loud voice, I think that voice reached far off places. Then a woman who was standing next to me, whose name was Bano, she had requested, he said, see how mighty is our Lord who had changed a stone into buffalo and given it eyes. And then suddenly with the great power of Allah, my heart was excited and my heart was full of praise of God. And then I fell again in prostration. And I fell on prostration with this thought to say that, oh my Lord, how great, high is your stature, how wondrous are your work that you have changed a lifeless stone into buffalo and given it such bright and large eyes that it can see. And we also accept its milk. So it is a great power of God that what a great miracle happened. I was in the prostration when I opened my eyes and woke up, and it was 4 in the morning. So such enemies who have been concocting falsehood and conveyed to the government, they will not succeed. And as Allah had changed a stone into buffalo and gave it bright and large eyes, similarly, Allah will also open the eyes of the rulers, and they will know the true facts. And these are work of God and wondrous and strange in the mind of people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. These were the revelations which promised Him. أَنْتَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَأَنْتَ مَعِيَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَأْتِيكَ نُصْرَتِي إِنِّي أَنَا الرَّحْمَنُ يَا أُبْلِي مَعَكَ وَغِيظَ الْمَاءِ وَخُذِ الْأَمْرُ سَلَامٌ قَوْلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ وَامْتَازُوا الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Inna tajalatna fan kazahal udubu wasbaba. Wailullahum inni yofekum bad zalimun ala yadahe. Inna laha mala barare wa inna hu ala nasrehim la qadir. Shahatul wujuh inna yuhu ina ayatillahe wa inna fatun qareeb. Anta ismil ala wa anta minni be manzalate mahbubin. Ikhtarto kali nafsi qul inni umirto. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. that Allah is with the virtuous and you are with the virtuous and you are with me, O Abraham, my support will reach you, I am Rahman. O earth, absorb all the water and all the problems that have been spread against me. The water, it was dry. That Allah said, oh, the wicked keep away, and I had made the enemy defeated. How false allegation they make, they will be stopped from such oppression. Allah has the power to help you. This is great sign of Allah, this is great victory for you. So you are on the station of the beloved of mine. Now tell them I am a believer and I am the first among the believers. Huzoor is wondering what this fire alarm is. You should, Huzoor says, check it out if it's fire or there's a fault in the alarm. Huzoor says, don't just switch it off, you should check out around the place in case there is a fire. In this connection, the verdict which was given, that day, Hazrat promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, with his companions, he was gathered, he went to Gurdaspur to hear the verdict. Mauli Muhammad Hussain was pleased that today our enemy will be declared criminal in the court and he will receive a great victory. But as it was foretold to him by Allah that stone-hearted ruler with his prayer had changed into a just magistrate, and therefore he saw these statement of Mauli Muhammad Hussain and another person, and he then discharged his case with honors. And Mr. J.M. Davi also said by discharging the course that those evil words and abusive words which have been issued against him, you had the just authority to bring up a case against them. And Sheikh Muhammad Hussain Batalvi was being told that by the magistrate that he should stop using such abusive words and there is a fault in the alarm system, and he says you should get it checked up and get it corrected. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that beside all other signs of God, there is also another sign. That Muhammad Bakhsh was raised against him in the district magistrate Gurdaspur, which was decided on the February 1897, that I was released, freed, and Allah had shown me foretold me in a revelation, and that the opponent's efforts will be frustrated, and that's exactly what happened. And they knew that the opponent had done their utmost to raise this case against me, and they had done their utmost effort. Then the third case, which is Karamdeen Jehlmi, had started. There is also a longish and a hurtful case. And that has a promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in July 1902, in his book, Nuzulul Masih. During that time, Maulvi Karandin Sakin Bhin wrote letters about Maulvi Sahib. To Maulvi Sahib, the Peer Meher Ali Shah Golwadi Saifiyat Chashtai is in fact stolen from Muhammad Hussain. And he sent that card to him, which Peer Sahib had sent him to Golda Sharif. And the Peer Sahib, in which he had said Muhammad Hussain Fazi notes were used in his book. As the promised Messiah was writing his book, Nuzulul Masih, and when he reached these letters, which he had published as an addendum to his book. Similarly, the editor Al-Hakam, the Ahmadiyya organ, and he published an article on 17th of September where he had published these letters. When these letters were published, then Maulvi Karandin Sahib denied that I did not write these letters. And all these letters are false. And he wrote that I had deceived Mirza Sahib for his claim to revelations. And I have declared to be the Muhammad Hussain Fazi's notes. And then he said that all the work of Mirza Sahib is false, and he is a lawyer and false prophet. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, despite the the fact that he could take this case in the court, but he did not do it, that Maulvi Muhammad Hussain will deny it. After, despite 3 months had passed and Maulvi Sahib did not refute it, this Hakim Fazaldeen Sahib, who was the manager of Ziaul Press, Qadian, Maulvi Karandin Sahib had written letters earlier, and there were many other people also, but they raised the case against Maulvi Karandin Sahib. When this court case was going on, then Maulvi Sahib presented the pages of Nuzul al-Masih. Hakim Fazaldeen Sahib, they should be attested by him. Hakim Fazaldeen Sahib, has made another case against Maulvi Karandin, because he is the manager of the press, and the book had not been published, and he had also stolen these manuscripts. And similarly, Sheikh Yaqub Ali Sahib, the editor Al-Hakam, against him also Maulvi Sahib took up a case. And Sheikh Sahib also had also started a case. And this way many cases were collected together. In answer to these cases, Maulvi Karandin Sahib, Assistant Commissioner Jhelum's court, he started a case against them, and Hazrat Promised Messiah Sam Abdullah Sahib Kashmiri and Sheikh Yaqub Ali Sahib, they also had started a case against them, that my son-in-law Maulvi Fazi Sahib has been disgraced. And therefore, the warrant were issued and there was a case and a date was set to appear in the court. So at this news that a case has been registered against promised Messiah, the opponents were very thrilled. And one newspaper in Lahore said that whatever he does is not useful for the country, but it hurts people's feelings. And if the court considered it right, they should do a great punishment, so which serves as a lesson to him. This was the situation of the adversaries, and as I have mentioned earlier, that when he had done this case, this case has been written in Mubahibur Rahman, page 129, and he had used the word that he is a liar, and the Maulvi Sahib gave a statement in the court that on 7th of January 1903, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, in his book Mawahibur Rahman, which is published in Ziaul Islam Press, in his page 129, there were disgraceful words used. And the word which has been written there is liar, is special to written in the Holy Quran against bin Mughis bin Mughira. And if you will keep this in mind, you will then note what the court said about it. When this Rish Promised Messiah says this is the beginning of these people, we don't know what Allah will create action against them. It looks this case is not on us, but it is against Allah, that people want to do this court case to trouble us, but Allah will show His truth with great powers, and they will try their best that why he was escaped the punishment. Then Allah, they will see how this great work of Allah come about. The case was in the beginning when Allah had also told promised Messiah about its conclusive end. So on 28th of January 1903, Allah revealed to him, "Inna Allaha ma'al abadihi yughasika," that Allah is with His servant, He will discharge them. Then on 29th of January, He said, "Sa'ukrimuka," that your honor will be established in a glorious way. On 17th of February, I had a revelation, "Yawm al-Sunani wa Fathul Hunainain," that Tuesday and the victory of Hunain. Then on 6th of March 1903, "Saukrimuka Bada Tahineka," was the revelation I received, that after disgrace you will be granted great honor. Then on 28th of June I received the revelation, "Inna Allah ma'allazina taqo wa'allazina hum muhsinun fihe ayatun lissailin," that among these two parties Allah will back that and give victory who is righteous and fears Allah and is kind to His people, and He is the true patron and seeks welfare of mankind. Then those who says who is the true among the two parties, for them it will be a sign, rather many other signs will manifest. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says further about this, the detail that in 1904, because of the criminal case of Karamdin, I was going to Jhelum, that on the way I received the revelation, "Urika barakatim min kulli taraf," that I will show you blessings from all directions, and that revelation was told all the members of the Jamaat, and it was published in Al-Hakam that the prophecy was fulfilled, that when I received Jhelum, there were about 10,000 people who came to visit me. And in every direction there were people, and they were so humble as though they were prostrating. Then for the court of the district court, there was such a great crowd. And 1,100 people took a pledge and joined this community, and the case was discharged. And many people then gave me gifts. And Prophet Musa says, this way we were blessed with the all graces of Allah, and we came back to Qadian, and Allah had cleared us completely. Then there is a prophecy about it. These were the words, Rabbe kullu shayin khadimuka, Rabbe fahfazni, wansurni, warhamni. And there were other revelations which shows that I will be discharged. And Allah discharged me in this case. After the Jhelum case, the Karamdeen Sahib had also started a case in Gurdaspur, about which Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that Karamdeen had started in Gurdaspur case, a case against me, a criminal case against me, and they gave false statements and did their most effort that they will definitely succeed. And Atma Ram, because of his ignorance, did not reflect fully, ponder fully, and was ready to imprison me. Then I saw a vision which I told the people. Then it so happened in within 20 or 25 days, two of his sons died. And then he could not send me to prison, although he had made a basis for it. Then Allah stopped him from this action, and he then fined me 700 rupees, and there is a detail how Promised Messiah was fined. Then I was discharged from the divisional judge, and Karamdeen Sahib continued to suffer punishment, and I was discharged. And the Atma Rams did not get his two sons back, and their wishes were not fulfilled. And according to the prophecy which is mentioned, written in Muwahhibur Rahman, my book, and I was discharged, and my fine was returned, and the ruler was warned that he suffered. And as I had published in Karamdeen, so I was punished, and there was a stamp on his being a lawyer in the court, and all the clerics were defeated. And they never realized that with this man there is a hidden hand which protects him from all their attacks. If they were unfortunate, this was a miracle for them that Allah had saved me from the harm in each of their attacks. And not only he saved me, but he foretold in advance that he will save, and Allah continued to inform me of every case that I will save you and protect you, and according to his promise, he continued to protect me. These are the initial signs of God, that on one side the whole world is united to harm us, and there is Almighty God who wants to protect us, and he protects us. Then fifth sign is of Lake Ram, that he had been abusive to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and disgraced him, and then Allah's punishment showed his sense of honor of his beloved messenger, and Promised Messiah has written the full detail that how Allah will punish him and what will be his end. Promised Messiah had published a prophecy, and despite all the protective and security arrangements, no one could save him. This is a longest story. After his murder, at the basis of the prophecy which Promised Messiah has published, the government authorities and tried their best, and people made much uproar, and alleged against him, and Allah had protected Promised Messiah. Promised Messiah's house was searched, but the police found no weapon. After this murder of Lake Ram, the Aryas who were excited, and there was a great flame of animosity everywhere, and everyone, when the police were trying to catch the criminal, they had also published his features in the newspaper, and there was one man who was caught, and the wife of Lake Ram said that he is not the one who had murdered her husband. And Ahmadi was also caught, but he was also discharged later. There were many searches. In this connection, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam house was also searched, as I just mentioned. The day when the police had to search his house, a few minutes earlier, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was reading his books, Raji Munir, where there was a subject that he has faced the same trial as Jesus had faced. But in my connection, there is only one aspect that the government may have also reacted against me, like in Jesus' case. Promised Messiah was just thinking about it, that the superintendent police came of Gurdaspur, and Inspector Mia Muhammad Bakhshi, who had tried his utmost before, and the head constable, they came and searched the house, and they surrounded the house of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And previously Hazrat Mir Nasir Nawab Sahib had heard the news that the police is coming, and he was very worried, and visited Promised Messiah and was such worried that the police is coming to arrest you. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and said that, Mir Sahib, the worldly people take the gold bangles for a few days. We will think we have worn the iron bangles. But this will not happen, because Allah's government has its own ways. Peer Momanzoor Muhammad Sahib was also sitting there. He said that there was no worry on Promised Messiah wasalam, of the news of police, and was to continue to read his book. When the police knocked at the door, he stopped his work and opened the door. Then there was superintendent police. He took his cap off and said that I have been commanded that I should search your house in the case of this murder case. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, you should search my house peacefully, I will help you. And then Promised Messiah took him in, and then firstly the men's area and then the women's area, he let him see all rooms. When they opened one of the bag, they found the papers which were written by Pandit Lake Ram, which he had written to show this sign, which he had written in his own writing. And they continued to search the house for a long time. They broke the locks of some suitcases and searched, but they found nothing. During the search, there was no worry or fear on the face of Promised Messiah. There were no such signs. He was very comforted and relaxed. After searching Promised Messiah's house, they searched the communal kitchen and the guest house and Khalifatul Masih first house, and searched the wardrobes, etc. Till even they looked at the grinding wheel, which is stone structure. And Hazrat Ammajan mentions that I was sitting Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib, pointing downstairs, says he was only a small child at the time, and you say Punjabi, that Amma Spy, that is, they were soldiers, the policemen downstairs. So when she looked at her, she found there were policemen sitting there, and then there was a knock, and he realized one of the policemen has come to search. Hazrat Promised Messiah said, I'm coming in a minute. Then he closed his bag and went to him. And the English captain who was there, there were also other policemen with him. And they said, we have come to search your house. Promised Messiah helped them with all the search. And they found a letter that Amma Jan says, about which the Lekram has said congratulations, and suddenly the enemies put this letter before the captain. Hazrat Promised Messiah, what you say, one letter, there were many other letters of congratulations on the murder of Lekram, and gave the whole bag to the captain. The captain said, no, we don't need this. And as he was going downstairs in the basement, the door was low, and the captain hurt his head and badly. And he sat down, and he found nothing, and they went back without any evidence. As the Promised Messiah says, as I mentioned earlier, that after the death of Lekram, they searched his house, and the enemies did their utmost that I should be declared the murderer, but they were defeated and frustrated in all their cases, that is, court cases. So, as always, as in this case, as in other cases, the enemies were frustrated and defeated, and no one could harm the line of God, that is, Promised Messiah. There were many other hundreds of signs which Allah had showed in His help and support, which certainly refresh and enhance our faith. May Allah always and every second continue to advance in our faith, and our faith should continue to rise.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Ibadallahi rahimakumullah. Inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal lisani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله